Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him.
Good morning. My name is Tim, and we're going to be looking at the issue of strength today. In life, we have different situations that cause us great distress, that cause us to feel weak, that cause us to feel overwhelmed, that cause us so many negative things. And it's in the middle of these situations that we need strength. Not just human strength. We need God's strength. Where do you get strength from? If it's anything from anything except for Jesus, it's limited and highly inferior to him and what he supplies. Human strength is just so weak by comparison to what God can provide. Jesus supplies strength that is supernatural and powerful. As believers, we are called to look to him for the strength that we need. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 2, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." It very clearly declares there that the Lord is to be our strength. It is him that we are to look to for what is needed. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 33, it says, "It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure." It is God who arms me with strength. So then we need to kind of do a check here and go, okay, where am I actually looking? Am I looking to him who is the one who is to give me the strength that only he can provide? If not, then we need to reorient ourselves and look to him, because the Bible very clearly says that it is him that we need to look to. So what is life throwing at you? Betrayal, cancer, separation, divorce, whatever. What is life throwing at you? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it declares this, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." We can do it, but only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3:16 talks about more how he can strengthen us. It's out of a prayer that is being prayed here. It says, "I pray out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being." We can pray that he may strengthen us with power through his spirit out of his glorious riches. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, it says, "Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience." In order to have this great endurance and patience, we need to be strengthened according to his glorious might. Then we can literally face anything. It doesn't matter how big it is, how overwhelming it is, how powerful it is. God is always bigger, and he can provide the strength we need to meet it head on. Now, even when we're talking about ministering, serving the Lord Jesus, we still need his strength. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. It says, "If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides." Serving in God's kingdom should not be done in our own strength, in our own cleverness, and all that kind of stuff. We need to do it with the strength that God himself provides. In that way, we will be able to carry on no matter what happens. And whether there's discouragement, whether there's criticism, whether there's sickness or whatever that comes along that might want to hinder us. We need to lean into Jesus for his strength so that we can complete the work that he puts before us. Now, who is this one who gives us strength? This is the one who spoke everything into existence. Not a problem for him. He's the one who dealt with the Egyptians, who were threatening to totally destroy the Israelites when they were caught at the Red Sea. God dealt with that. He's that powerful, more powerful than the superpower at the time. He's the one who spoke to the storm, commanded it to stop, and it stopped. That's power. That's sovereignty. He is the one who cast out demons. It was simply a spoken word, and they departed. This is the one who sustains everything by his powerful word. Everything in creation, whether here on earth or out in space. He sustains everything. He is the one who holds everything in his hands. Everything from the teeniest microscopic organism all the way to the entire universe in his hands. He is the one who will get rid of evil, totally demolish it, get rid of it, and he will have a new heavens and a new earth come to be. He is that sovereign, that powerful. So, in light of all that he is, we are to seek him. We are to look to him for his strength. And then truly, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So God will give us strength in so many different ways, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all these different ways. And he is not limited in how he can do all this. And now there's another way that he strengthens us as well. And it's kind of funny in a way, but it is a way that he uses to build us up, to make us stronger. So one way that he also gives us strength is through affliction. Trials are actually tools from God's toolbox to make us stronger. They develop greater faith, trust, dependence, and so on. In James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, it says this. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. The perseverance finishes its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Huh, isn't that interesting? That difficulties are used in this process to eventually produce perseverance, that strength, that ability to keep on going on no matter what. And here's a promise, that he's not going to give up on that work. In Philippians chapter 1, 6, it says this, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." God loves us so much that he's not going to stop. He's going to keep on going to finish this work that he has begun in us. He will continue to develop Christ's character in us. He will continue to give us strength of character in this process of trials and afflictions. So God is faithful. And so we have seen so far that we need to see God as our source of strength. We need to recognize who God is, who will give us this strength. And we need to recognize another kind of interesting way that he gives us strength is through trials and afflictions. We're going to look at this story from this book called Gifts from Heaven. It's compiled by James Stuart Bell. And there's this one story that illustrates how God is faithful to give strength in his way in a given situation. And maybe this might be something that would be applicable to you. This is from a story called God's Intrusion, and it's written by Brenda Dillon. And it says, 7 years had passed since I'd been diagnosed with an abnormal tricuspid heart valve. The doctor explained that a normal tricuspid valve was round and had three flaps, making it look like a peace sign. Mine, however, was oval with two flaps, making it look like an egg with a smile. At the time, I thought, no big deal, it works. But the doctor told me I needed to have it checked every year, which, of course, went directly to the bottom of my to-do list. Moving ahead 7 years, I went to see my family doctor for a checkup, and he asked how the bicuspid was doing. When I told him I'd never had it checked, he immediately sent me to the other side of the building to see the heart doctor, who immediately sent me downstairs to radiology for an ultrasound. It was a little unnerving when a technician asked to witness my test because she'd never seen an abnormality in real life. Why not? Bring in the whole crew. I had second thoughts about that as more technicians began to hover over me and the test seemed to go on and on. I remembered the earlier procedure only taking 10 to 15 minutes. I lay there watching the hands on the wall clock tick off the minutes, while the confused technicians took turns looking at the ultrasound screen connected to my heart and checking it against my previous films. I'm sure they must have seen a slight jolt on the monitor as I remembered the doctor holding up my films, pointing to the smiling egg, and explained to me that the flaps on a bicuspid valve were more apt to wear out than the flaps on a normal tricuspid valve. I began to think about all the time I'd spent hiking the peaks and canyons of our friend's ranch in the Bighorn Mountains. With every remembered step, I thought, I was wearing out my flappers. I was wearing out my flappers! Being 1 week away from my next trip to the ranch, a foreboding melancholy came over me. There would be no hiking this fall, maybe never again. As I lay there, feeling darker and darker, I heard a technician use the word suspicious. And in my mind, that sealed my fate. Heart surgery was surely going to keep me from my annual adventure. Perhaps permanently. He stood there with all my films hanging on the examination wall. Just a little while later, when she goes to have a consultation before she leaves. He stood there with all my films hanging on the examination wall. He slowly pointed out the smiling egg of 7 years ago. I remembered it well. Then, with a shaking hand, he pointed to the perfectly shaped peace sign they had recorded that day. He must have said it a dozen times. I can't understand this. I've never seen anything like this. I asked if I had somehow grown another flap, and with irritation in his voice, he said, no, you were born with these things, you don't grow them. There was only one answer to the mystery. For whatever reason, God had chosen to turn my bicuspid valve into a perfectly working tricuspid valve. This miraculous intrusion by my Father God was a faith-building tool that he had used to strengthen my spiritual foundation and increase my ability to trust him in any situation. Isn't that an amazing story? Isn't that incredible that God would do that? What a marvelous God we serve. When we look to him, he will meet us at our point of need in the way that he chooses, with the wisdom and power that is his. And so what is it that you're going through this day, these weeks, this past while? Do not despair. Look to the one who is Lord over heaven and earth and ask him to give you the strength that only he can provide. And God, who is faithful, will, in his way, in his time. Remember that if you're going through a trial, that God is using that trial as a tool in order to make you stronger. And remember, he's developing stronger faith, trust, dependence, and so on through that trial. And he's building perseverance in you as well, so that you will be stronger, so that down the road when you face something else, you'll be much more strong with much more perseverance in your character to help you to handle that next trial. Consider it like a spiritual workout from God. He's giving you faith muscles, perseverance muscles. He's also developing his character in you so that you will have a much stronger character. And so let's take this to heart. Let's trust God for the strength that we need. I'm going to end in prayer right now. And if you would pray with me, that would be amazing. Heavenly Father, we look to you at this time. You know what it is that we're going through right now. You know whether we feel like we just can't do it anymore, that we just don't have anything more in us to deal with this. You know whether we just feel overwhelmed, whether we just feel like we can't literally take another step. And so, Lord, we come to you and we say, Lord, please give us the strength that we need. Lord, help us to take that next step. Help us to do that next thing that needs to be done with regard to what we're facing. Give us the wherewithal to keep on keeping on. And Lord, we just reach out and we ask that you would take our hand, Lord, and that you would just help us to keep moving forward. And if need be, Lord, we ask that you would just pick us up, Lord, and carry us, as it were. Carry us through this trial, this tragedy, this overwhelming thing. Lord, we need you. We need you, O God. And so, Lord, we're coming to you and we're crying out to you. Give us that strength that we need, please. And Lord, as we go through the trials, as we go through the tribulations, Lord, we ask that you'd help us to remember that you're strengthening us through these, that you're doing a good work in us, Lord, and help us to trust you in this. Help us to praise you in this, Lord. Help us to be thankful in the middle of this, Lord. Help us to do that, Lord, in remembering that you're strengthening us through these trials. And Lord, we thank you that you're giving us a story. You're giving us a testimony so that we can declare the wonderful works that you have done in us, Lord, to strengthen us, to give us the strength, Lord, that we need in whatever way, shape, or form you're giving it to us. Thank you, Lord, that you're creating this story that we can share with others as well. And so, Lord, we pray all these things in the powerful name of Jesus. Well, dear friends, I pray that God blesses the rest of your day, and that as you lean on him, that you will, experience that wonderful strength that only he can give. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.